Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now you're welcome back. The housing crisis is often described as the biggest political challenge in the country at the moment. And for many attempting to buy their first home, the difficulties show no sign at all of diminishing. Our reporter, Una Kelly, has been speaking to a prospective first-time buyer about his experience. And Una's with me now. He describes it as an impossible situation. His words, are they?
He does, Cormac. That's exactly how he would describe it. He's in his mid-30s. His name is Ethan. He's a teacher working in Dublin and he's trying to buy here in Dublin. Now, he's cleared the first hurdles, worked hard to get a permanent job, made sacrifices to save up for a healthy deposit and has approval in principle from three banks for a mortgage. But despite being more than ready to buy, he says he's finding it enormously difficult. He said he's viewed 49 properties in the past 2 months and ended up being outbid on any that he bid for. And I'll give you one example, Cormac. He viewed a two-bed house in Drimna in Dublin. It needed a bit of work put into it. Mm-hmm. And the asking price, or the guide price, as it's sometimes called, was €375,000.
Okay, €375,000 for this two-bed in Drimna.
Go on. It went sale agreed on Monday night for €482,000. So that's €107,000 above the asking price.
Wow.
But here's the really interesting stat. According to the property price register, this same house was sold in 2013 for just over €161,000. So the house price has increased by more than €320,000 in just 12 years. And it doesn't appear that there were any significant upgrades made to that property. So it's very much a seller's market at the moment,
okay,
and difficult.
So do you mind if I just underline that? You're saying that the house increased by more than €320,000 in 12 years. And to look at it, nothing has been done to the house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a very interesting statistic.
When you just isolate that, go on. Anyway, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, so Ethan said he's been looking at properties all around Dublin, areas like Inchicore, Crumlin, Rialto, Ballybock. And he says that no matter the area, it's been very difficult.
The viewings have been disheartening at times. You know, you're there as a single person up against couples who you don't begrudge because that's going to be their home. But I think what is the most difficult is the amount of property developers that are there often at times commenting on how they own properties in the area. I almost went sale agreed on one property. This was in the north inner city. It was, when you break it down by price per meter, very overpriced already. We're talking almost €9,000 per square meter. I just couldn't compete. You know, there came a point when I had to bow out, and the property developer who I met at that viewing both times was the winner of it. And those houses were being rented out at €2,700 per month. It wasn't going to be his forever home. It was going to be his investment.
And the type of properties you've been viewing, what would they generally be like?
Very basic. I haven't been looking at anything grand. It's mostly two bedrooms, no balconies, no back gardens, no front gardens, no frills, mostly around 40 to 50 meter square. So you're talking a house that you couldn't raise a family in. Generally, I'm not competing with families or with couples. And I thought that would make it easier, but I've yet to go sale agreed.
And would these properties require a bit of refurbishment as well?
Most times, yes. Properties I've looked at for around 300,000, 360,000, all would require another 50 or 60,000 put into it. So, yeah.
And generally, what kinds of asking prices would they be?
At the moment, I have yet to see much in Dublin under 400,000. I think what's important to understand is that the price advertised is not the price they're going for. So, for example, today, the online bidding process reminds me regularly what bids are being put on. And a house that was advertised at 390 now has a bid of 470. I'm currently bidding on a property that is advertised at 375. There is one bidder. Their bid is 399, which I don't really understand why. If you're not bidding against anybody else, why your bid would be €24,000 or over. I asked for a bid of the asking price to be registered. of which I was told the seller wouldn't accept the asking price. So it is quite confusing.
And so all the properties you've been to view, all 49 of them, to the best of your knowledge, they've gone for well above the asking price, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes they're above the asking price before you even get to the viewing. So I was in one in Inchicore on Saturday. I visited 9 properties that day, and by the time I got there, the property had gone from 370 up to 460.
How is it impacting you?
I think it definitely casts doubt on whether I can continue to live in Dublin. I think that a lot of people, I can only speak for my own job as a teacher, we're going to have to leave Dublin. I would say that I feel quite frustrated and quite let down. What is the incentive to save? What is the incentive to educate yourself? Again, I can only speak to my own experience. I lived abroad for quite a number of years and came home, and you hear stories. You read about it in the news, you hear it from word of mouth that things are difficult here, and you think that it's not going to happen to you. You have all of your ducks in a row, but it's very easy to find yourself in that situation. If I had known it was going to be this difficult, I would have had to have given it more thought about whether coming home was feasible. Emigration is something that's always been a part of Irish culture. We've always travelled, whether that be for economic reasons or just adventure. But I think we're going to see an increase in the amount of people leaving Ireland. And I think those who want to come back are going to have to think long and hard about whether or not that's possible.
And that's just the experience of one person, Ethan, attempting to become a first-time buyer in Dublin. Anuna, he mentioned he'd been living abroad and the system for buyers there is more favourable.
Yes, he was living and working in France for years, and the system there would be that the asking price that is advertised will simply be the price that that property will be sold for, so a bidding war doesn't exist. If there's more than one interested party, the seller can then choose who gets it based on things like whether they're a cash buyer or whether the seller would prefer to sell the property to someone maybe with a connection to the area. And I was asking an estate agent in Dublin about all this, Claire Connolly. She's the CEO of Claire Connolly Estate Agents in Dundrum in Dublin. And I asked her about that French system, and she said that while it would be a great option for buyers, it's not something she could see the government introducing here, in her opinion. Claire describes the situation for first-time buyers at the moment as chaotic. She said hundreds of thousands of first-time buyers are competing for a very small pool of properties, and it's common now for many of the properties suitable for them in Dublin to end up being sold for €100,000 over the asking price.
It's just really down to the underwhelming supply and the overwhelming demand. Like, I'm seeing the top end of the market maybe softening a little bit. I'm not seeing the same level of bids over the million plus. But this is where all the demand is, say between the 350 to 657. This is where the demand is, where all the affordability is. But that's where the supply is lacking. And that's why it's just keeping the prices up there and driving them up.
Do estate agents get a commission for properties that go above asking prices?
No. Well, I should say, now, mind you, I know there are some agents who tier their sales fee, if you like, where they have different, I suppose, levels to it. If they get over a certain percentage, they say, OK, we look for this. But personally, we don't. We have a standard sales fee. And if we get it $100,000 over the asking for the owner, I'm so delighted for the owner, not obviously for the buyer. But for my client, the owner, I'm absolutely delighted. No, we have the same fee. We stick with the same fee.
Would you be aware that many estate agents would then get a commission from going above asking price?
Some would, but they would have had to have agreed that with the owner in the first place.
Where do you see things going at the moment?
Oh, gosh. Again, I wish I had a crystal ball. Oh, my God. But given the shortage of supply that's still out there, I can't see prices changing in the short term.
My goodness, that's estate agent Claire Connolly finishing that report by Una Kelly. You can text us your experience of the market if you're in it, 51551.